For 2 days in a row, the Bush administration has released statements to reaffirm its strong support for a democratic government change in Cuba. The latest comes from U.S. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice Friday. In her message to the Cuban people, carried on the U.S.-funded Cuban broadcasters Radio and TV Martí, Rice said the United States is committed to tangibly supporting a future of freedom for Cuba. She said all Cubans who desire peaceful, democratic change can count on the support of the United States. But she advises them to work at home for positive change. A similar message from President George Bush to the Cuban people was released by the White House Thursday. The statements of support from President Bush and Secretary Rice come days after Havana announced that Cuban President Fidel Castro underwent surgery for intestinal bleeding and transferred power to his brother Raúl, a powerful defense minister. There has been no sign of Fidel or Raúl since the announcement out of Havana Monday. Camila Gallardo, with the Cuban American National Foundation, says it's important that the message from Washington gets out to the decision makers in Cuba.
It provides an incredible incentive to know that the United States stands ready to support them in the event that they do choose to return the power back to the Cuban people.
But she says the United States can do more by getting multinational or multilateral support in the effort for a democratic transition in Cuba. In Miami's Little Havana neighborhood, Willie Calvino, who says he left the island when he was 10 years old in 1961, says he believes the efforts by the Bush administration are correctly focused.
Bush has always said it, that the best thing and the only thing that he would like for Cuba is for Cuba to have a democracy.
The Cuban government has not announced details about the health problems which forced Mr. Castro to temporarily cede power for the first time in 47 years. Lisa Ferdinando, VOA News, Miami.